Hey, this is Whit Babcock, Athletic Director of Virginia Tech. You're listening to The Clubhouse with Kyle Bailey.
Whit Babcock, one of many famous Virginia Tech icons at the moment, that was at that press conference as Frank Beamer officially announced his retirement earlier today. Welcome back to the Clubhouse here in the McAdoo Studios. Danny Noakes, Chris Barnhart, joined for the entirety of hour number one by Chris Coleman of Tech Sideline. Follow him on Twitter at Chris Coleman TSL. So both Chris and I, as I mentioned, were at the press conference for Frank Beamer today. We're going to play a clip here of Frank's opening statement for you guys in a second. The thing to remember is there were so many players gathered to watch this event happen. Dr. Sands, his wife, with Babcock, the director of athletics, his wife. Again, tons of athletes. So this is what Frank had to say right after a standing ovation here at the Merriman Athletic Center.
Gerald and I, we know how fortunate we've been. This has been our last 29 years here at Virginia Tech. Our son graduated from here. Our daughter graduated from here. Our daughter's husband graduated from here. And we picked up a Mississippi State Bulldog, which extremely proud of her. And I talk all the time how I've been a fortunate guy. Dutch Vogtmann, I talked to him this morning. Didn't know him. We met in a hotel room in Nashville, and we just kind of hit it off. And I'm thankful for him hiring me here at Virginia Tech. And then, you know, being able to work for athletic directors Dave Brain, Jim Weaver, Whit Babcock, who I want to say thank you. You treated me great, and really appreciate how you do business. I've been certainly fortunate in that regard. And so, you know, I look forward to getting back out there. I love this football team. Best group of players I think we've ever had as a group. I mean, I just great leadership. My coaching staff, I've said it many times, and I've been fortunate, I've been blessed to have some great coaches come through here. But I think as a group, taking everything into consideration, this is the best coaching staff I've ever had. Bud Foster, everybody knows the best defensive coordinator in the country. Scott Leffler, who I think is in the same category. I've been fortunate to have coached my son here and then had him come back and coach for me. And thank goodness he took after his mom. He's detailed. He's good at what he does. It wouldn't work if he wasn't good, because the coach's son is not very good. That just doesn't work. But he's really, I think he does a great job. I'm proud of him. And so thank everyone for being here. I love my players. I love my coaches. I know I'm the most fortunate guy in the world. And we've been blessed. So thank you very much.
You can just hear the emotion in his voice, and you saw it. We mentioned he got a standing ovation as he took the podium from everyone that was in that room there in the Merriman Athletic Center. And, you know, as soon as everyone sat down, it was Frank and his wife Cheryl there standing at the podium, just overcome with emotion. That was just tough to watch.
It's really hard to watch that man get emotional. I mean, just if you followed his career, and he's such a likable guy. But so it was tough to sit through, but he made it a lot easier because he had such a great sense of humor.
Did.
I know you couldn't tell it during that little short clip, but for the rest of it during the question and answer session, he was on point. He looked like he was in very good spirits. Looks like he's at peace with retiring, and I'm happy for him. I hope the fact that he knows he can see the finish light ahead kind of re-energizes him. Not that he wasn't energized, but I hope it adds a little pep to his step, you know, and over these last three games. And if we can win these last three, get him to a bowl and send him out well, that's the ultimate hope.
Without a doubt. And I think the thing that surprised me the most, actually, was one of the things you mentioned and how well he just kind of handled the whole press conference. I mean, obviously when it started out, he was, you know, understandably emotional, and, you know, the tears were there weren't a whole lot of dry eyes in that entire room, I can tell you that. But he just, like you said, he wove that trademark Frank Beamer sense of humor into the rest of the Q&A session that he did. It was very genuine, and like you said, it didn't seem, he seemed at peace with it. He didn't seem like he had any regrets, that this really was what he felt was best for him and Virginia Tech.
Yeah, and there's no doubt in my mind that part of him wants to stay, because I know it's, you know, when you recruit those players and now because you're retiring, they're going to go through a coaching change and it's going to be tough on them, and you don't want that to happen to them. But at the same time, you have to think about that next group of players and things like that, and what's best for them. I think he's getting out at the right time. I think this was the proper year. I think he realized it, and we're so fortunate. I mean, look what Bobby Bowden did to Florida State, which, as far as I'm concerned, that was just all his ego.
Yep.
I mean, he might say he cared about that school, but if he really cared about that school, he wouldn't have drugged them down with him for those extra five
right,
or 6 years.
Right.
I mean, that was, and he'd still be coaching them today if they let him, in my opinion.
Right, right.
And Frank Beamer is not that type of guy. As soon as he thought it was time, he got out.
And he's also not the type of guy, though, to want any sort of extra attention, especially to draw it to himself. So I guess my next question is, what do you think of the timing? Because at least for us, we've been hearing the rumors, the serious rumors about Frank Beamer's retirement in the last 2 weeks or so. We kind of thought that it wasn't going to happen until after the UVA game that an announcement was going to come. But now here, as Virginia Tech gets a win on the road at Boston College, and now they enter the bye week, this also seems like a pretty good time.
I'm really glad Tech beat Boston College, because if it was going to get announced during the regular season, the bye week is the time to do it. Because,
right,
you know, it's just a lot to process for those players. And if you did it in a regular week, I think that's pretty tough. So the bye week was the most proper week to do it. If you wait to the end of the season in a year that you're struggling, you run the risk of, what if you lose to UVA?
Right.
And you have to announce it a couple of days after losing to UVA. I think everybody was much happier. I think the fact that they beat Boston College on Saturday put him in a better mood for that press conference, and they could put the fan base in a better mood. So that's why I'm really glad Tech won that football game on Saturday, because it would have been tough to announce. It would have been tougher. It's been kind of a celebration atmosphere since yesterday when it was announced, and that would have been tougher to do if Tech had lost to Boston College and they were sitting at 3-6 right now.
Yeah, and it makes me wonder, what are Frank Beamer's harshest critics saying right now? Because there was a big chunk that was increasingly growing of Hokie Nation, Virginia Tech fans, that was fed up with and that had been calling for Frank's job for some time. So my thought is, you know, what are they thinking right now? Okay, Frank has set the end of this season as the end of his career. So have they started to celebrate it as much as he absolutely deserves to be celebrated with, mm-hmm, with his 29 seasons of success? Or is it just kind of like,
that's a good question. You know, my personal opinion, I don't think Frank needed to coach any further. I don't think he needed to come back for 2016. I think this is the farthest he needed to take it. But, you know, there was a lot of people out there, if you read Twitter and Facebook and things like that, and they were worried. They were worried that he was coming back next year. I never thought he was coming back next year. It just didn't make sense for him to come back next year, and I never thought he'd do that to us. It would have been too kind of mediocre recruiting classes in a row at that point, and I think he's smart enough to realize that, and he loves Virginia Tech, and I was never of the belief that he was going to do something that would obviously harm the university,
right,
in my opinion. So I was never worried that he was coming back for 2016, to be quite honest.
I don't want to say I was worried about him coming back for another season. I don't know if it necessarily would have hurt the program anymore, but I was never worried that what was best for Virginia Tech wasn't going to happen. It was all because it was in such good hands with Frank Beamer, who's built the program from the ground up, and as well as Whit Babcock has done in his short time here. He's a smart guy. He knows when he came in and took this job, he knew that he was going to have to handle replacing Frank Beamer. So in the time that he spent from the day he got on the job here at Virginia Tech to yesterday, he's been preparing himself for this moment and for replacing Frank Beamer, because that is not going to be an easy thing to do.
It's not going to be an easy thing to do. But, you know, I think as Whit is one of those people, and I don't think he would have accepted the job if he wasn't the type of person that enjoys the challenge or something like that and enjoys the moment. And you know, he might not admit this publicly, but I think he's probably going to have a good time with this. I think it's something he enjoys. I mean, the challenge. I mean, he came in immediately, hired a new basketball coach. He's going to have to hire a new football coach, and he knew that was going to happen. When he took the job, he knew his mandate was going to be hire Frank Beamer's successor. And I think he's the type that just enjoys the game, and I think he's going to thrive in this situation, and I think he's going to make a good hire.
I think so, too. I think he'll make a splash as big, if not bigger, than what he did with Buzz Williams. So we'll talk more about that. We'll take a break, and when we come back, we'll start diving into the Virginia Tech Hokies' victory over Boston College this weekend. Chris Coleman is with us for the entirety of hour number one. Come on back. This is the Clubhouse on Super Sports 101.7.